In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I know that none of us likes to suffer. None of us likes to go through any kind of inconvenience or difficulties in life. And for most of us, these things are pretty trivial in comparison with things that people around the world go through. We get upset if our air conditioning in our car goes out and it's July and it's 100 degrees outside and we feel like, God, why are you allowing this to happen to me? But there's reasons why these things happen. There's reasons why God allows us to go through suffering. In the epistle reading that we heard today, the first half of that epistle reading talks about that. It begins, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And how do we find peace with God through faith in Christ rather than by the law? Because that's what the whole preceding chapter 4 of Romans, was all talking about. It was using Abraham as an example of how he was justified by his faith and not by the works of the law. But of course, the Apostle James uses the same example of Abraham and makes the point that Abraham wasn't justified by faith alone. He believed God and he acted because he believed God. So we know that faith without works is dead. But the law is focused on what we do. The law highlights our own shortcomings. And so the focus when we read the law is on us. Faith is concerned with God's actions to redeem us from the curse of the law, a curse that we justly deserve because of our sins, but it's a curse that Christ took unto himself because of his mercy and his love for us. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The word that is translated there as access in Greek is a word that's also used for the point of entrance for ships into a harbor. So you could think of this as us being like ships that are tossed by storms and waves when we're out at sea, but by faith we have access to the grace wherein we stand. So we come into this harbor of grace. And there we find peace. But the fact that we have peace with God shouldn't be taken to mean that everything in the Christian life is all hunky-dory, and that's what St. Paul goes on to talk about next. He says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us." Now, it talks about tribulations. You could translate that as troubling or suffering. And St. Paul is saying we glory in our suffering. We boast, you could even translate that, in our suffering. Because these trials that we suffer produce patience. And patience is another word that it comes from a Greek word that means something a little bit beyond what we normally mean by patience. Patience could be also translated as fortitude or perseverance. And you could say that troubles produce fortitude or perseverance, and as we acquire fortitude from experiencing troubles, we gain experience. And experience is another word that means something a little bit more in the original than just what we mean normally by the word experience. That word could be translated as character. It's the same word that's used in reference to metal when it's been purified by a refining fire. And so it's made stronger and purer as a result. And all of this produces hope because we don't despair, because we see the sufferings as meaningless, but rather as a means to come closer to God. And so as we have this experience of seeing God bringing us through suffering and building up our faith and helping us to grow in grace, we gain more and more hope that God will do what he promises that he will do. St. Basil compares what St. Paul's talking about here to the training and the diet that athletes impose on themselves when they're in training so that they can win. And anybody who's been in a gym class, at least in Texas, has probably had the coaches that repeat the maxim, "No pain, no gain." So they're making you do stuff that you don't want to do. They're pushing you beyond where you really want to be pushed because they're trying to get you to go up to the next level. And God is a little bit like those coaches. those coaches are not like God in many respects, but in the sense that God is trying to push us beyond where we are to get to where we need to be. When it comes to earthly doctors, and dentists are doctors too, we'll sit on a dentist chair and we'll let them poke and prod and scrape. And if we have a cavity, we'll let them drill into our teeth and produce all kinds of pain and agony because we know that we need to go through all that because we don't want to be toothless. We'll get a surgery, we'll go under anesthesia, we'll risk, all kinds of possible side effects from that surgery, even death, and we'll allow a surgeon to cut us open because we have hope that that surgeon is going to do something that's going to heal us, that's going to take away something bad and correct some problem, and we will come away from that better even though we're going through this painful experience. Well, that is what suffering is like for a Christian. And we have to have faith in the physician of our souls that he knows what he's doing. Suffering can produce the opposite of these benefits that St. Paul is talking about. And that's all a question of how we choose to respond to it. If when we suffer, we respond with despair rather than with faith, because we don't really believe that this has any purpose and we're not looking to see how God could use this to make us into a better Christian, then it's not going to help us in any way. It's going to be something that's going to beat us down. But if we come to know that God loves us and that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, as St. Paul says later in Romans, we know that the suffering, the trials that we endure have a purpose, and that purpose is to refine and to strengthen us and to teach us as we see God lead us through these trials and gives us the power to overcome them and to therefore strengthen our faith, hope, and love for him. Amen.